From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. We go first this hour to Libya in the aftermath of the deadly attack on a U.S. consulate. Libya's president claims that al-Qaeda took advantage of the security vacuum in Libya and worked with local militants to carefully plan and stage the assault. The U.S. says there's no evidence the attack was planned. But the problem is much bigger than a few militants. As NPR's Leila Fadel reports from Benghazi, eastern Libya is awash with heavy weapons. Security forces are weak, and people with the biggest guns rule.
Raouf Mohammed always wears the silver ring his father had on the day he was shot down outside a mosque.
My father, Justin, is killed.
His father, Mohammed Hadia, and at least 11 other former officers of Gaddafi's army have been assassinated here over the past 2 months. Nobody knows exactly why or by whom, but most believe it's because of their service to Gaddafi or their decision to defect. My father asked them why before they shot him, Mohammed says. They called him a traitor. Hadia was an officer in Gaddafi's army. He defected last year and joined the revolt. His brother Nizar chimes in. There is no security here at all. The government is in Tripoli and they ignore us, he says. But Libya is more than Tripoli. The assassinations are just one disturbing sign of a breakdown in security in the second largest city in Libya. There's no functioning justice system, there's no formal police force, and members of a government security contingent left their posts because they weren't getting paid. In the wake of the consulate attack, the deputy interior minister in charge of eastern Libya was sacked.
Who's securing the streets? Nobody. And the police are not doing, they're not doing their job. And they still insist that, you know, they are the official structure. They are the one who should be doing so-and-so, but they're not doing it.
Fawzi Boukatif heads the powerful February 17th Brigade in Benghazi, which led the rebel fighters here against Gaddafi. The brigade is now one of the para-governmental militias patrolling Benghazi. Boukatif's men were part of the rescue team for the Americans under attack last week. The ambush killed the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans. Boukatif says extremist militants are armed, tribal violence is unchecked, and there is no government authority to hold anyone accountable. So people here have resorted to violence and tribal law.
Everybody in Libya have weapons, not just in Benghazi.
His men are unpaid fighters who have no real function in the government, but they are the only ones who appear to be securing the city.
Nobody's protecting nobody. You know, there is a vacuum.
Boukatif says it isn't only a problem of the proliferation of weapons and bad governance, but also with the spreading of the Takfir ideology. Takfiris are extremists who decry other Muslims as unbelievers or kafirs if they don't agree with their extremist ideology. Many of the young men who fought off the militants outside the consulate say the attackers were Takfiri, who accused them of being unbelievers as the assault unfolded. Mohammed Jouefi is the only one who will speak to us on the record about that night.
All they say, you're a kafir and you must die. You're protecting the Americans, you must be a kafir.
Members of an extremist militia called Ansar al-Sharia have been implicated in the attack on the consulate. They are well known in Benghazi and have a base not far from the airport. Boukatif says the government is too weak to take them on, but he says it's not something his fighters can do either.
This is a problem of legitimacy. When I go, my people go there to attack them. Now we will have killing. We'll have blood. Once we get in contact with blood, the government is not there. So we have to go through tribal solving and pay money.
Disputes here are now solved with guns, kidnappings, and hijackings, he says. Libya's president, Mohamed Mogadishu, acknowledged that there is a security vacuum. In an interview over the weekend, he said that some radical groups have infiltrated the security forces. But the biggest problem, he says, is that the government has no control over the heavy weaponry that flooded Libya during the days of the rebellion against Gaddafi. While most Libyans are appalled by what happened at the consulate, they are also afraid that the attack was part of a trend of violence by militants that, if left unchecked, could engulf this new Libya. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Benghazi.